Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. I'm thrilled to dive into a comprehensive stock analysis of CSX Corporation, ticker CSX, one of the leading players in the rail freight transportation industry. If you're looking to understand whether CSX is a solid long-term investment or just curious about how this industrial giant is performing, you're in the right place. We're going to break down everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and even a SWOT analysis to give you the full picture. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. For those who might not be familiar, CSX Corporation is a major railroad operator in the United States, headquartered in Jacksonville, Florida. They've been around since 1978 and are a critical part of the nation's logistics and supply chain infrastructure. Today, we'll go beyond the basics and dive deep into their operations, financial health, and market position to see if CSX is a stock worth adding to your portfolio in 2026. Stick with me as we unpack all the details. Let's kick things off with a closer look at CSX Corporation. CSX operates one of the largest rail networks in the eastern United States, covering about 20,000 miles of track across 23 states, Washington, D.C., and parts of Canada. They transport a wide range of goods. Think coal, chemicals, agricultural products, and intermodal containers, which makes them a backbone of industrial and consumer supply chains. With a workforce of around 23,400 employees, CSX isn't just a railroad company. It's a key player in connecting industries and markets. Their business model focuses on efficiency, leveraging technology to optimize operations, and maintaining strong relationships with customers through reliable service. But how does this translate into financial performance and investment potential? Let's find out. Now let's talk numbers, specifically revenue. For the fiscal year 2024, CSX reported total revenue of $14.54 billion, a slight decrease from $14.657 billion in 2023. Breaking this down by segment, their revenue streams are quite diversified. The largest chunk comes from total merchandise, which brought in $8.9 billion, accounting for a significant portion of their top line. Coal services contributed $2.2 billion, reflecting their historical strength in this area, though it's been under pressure due to declining demand for coal. Intermodal, which involves shipping containers and is a growing segment, added $2 billion, and trucking services rounded out with $844 million. This mix shows CSX's ability to balance traditional freight with modern logistics solutions, but the slight revenue dip year over year signals some challenges in the macro environment, like subdued industrial demand. What's encouraging, though, is the potential for growth in intermodal, which could be a key driver moving forward. So, while the top line isn't exploding, there's a foundation here for stability if they play their cards right. Shifting gears to earnings, CSX's Q4 2025 results were, frankly, a bit of a letdown. They reported revenue of $3.51 billion, which was flat compared to expectations, and earnings per share dropped 7% year over year due to weak shipping demand and rising costs. This missed Wall Street estimates, as noted by Zacks and Benzinga, and analysts have since slashed their forecasts for the near term. However, there are silver linings. Management highlighted during the earnings call that they expect operating margin expansion of 200 to 300 basis points in 2026, driven by cost discipline. They're also banking on mid-single-digit growth in intermodal to offset weaker segments like coal and merchandise. The key takeaway? CSX is navigating a tough macro environment with persistent headwinds, but they've got a plan to improve profitability. Investors will need to watch if they can execute on these promises. Diving into the Q4 2025 earnings call transcript, management provided some color on their outlook. They acknowledged the softness in industrial demand and lower merchandise volumes, which aligns with broader economic trends. But they were optimistic about their operational efficiency initiatives, emphasizing cost control as a priority. They also pointed to intermodal as a bright spot, expecting it to grow as e-commerce and global trade recover. One interesting note was their focus on maintaining pricing power despite volume challenges, which could help protect margins. While the tone was cautious, it wasn't doom and gloom. They seem confident that 2026 will be a better year if macro conditions stabilize. As an investor, I appreciate the transparency, but execution will be key. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of CSX's financial statements. Looking at their income statement for 2025, revenue came in at $14.092 billion, down from $14.54 billion in 2024. Net income also took a hit, dropping to $2.889 billion from $3.47 billion the prior year, translating to an EPS of $1.54 compared to $1.79. This reflects the cost pressures and demand weakness we've been discussing. On the balance sheet, total assets stand at $43.682 billion as of 2025, with cash and equivalents at a modest $670 million, a decline from $933 million in 2024, which raises some concerns about liquidity. Total liabilities are high at $30.522 billion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.54, which isn't alarming for a capital-intensive industry like railroads, but still worth monitoring. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow was strong at $4.613 billion in 2025, though free cash flow isn't explicitly broken out for this year in my data. Historically, free cash flow has been solid, $2.718 billion in 2024, which supports their ability to fund dividends, yielding 1.43% and reinvest in the business. Overall, the financials show a company under pressure, but with a resilient core. The question is whether they can turn the tide on profitability. Now let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of $36.64, CSX has a market cap of about $68.23 in billions. Their trailing PE ratio is 23.45, which is roughly in line with the industry average of 23.83 for railroads. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts peg the 2026 ratio at 19.03, dropping to 16.88 for 2027, suggesting the stock could become more attractively valued if earnings grow as expected. The price-to-sales ratio sits at 4.50, which is on the higher side, reflecting the capital-intensive nature of the business. Enterprise value is $86.53 billion, factoring in their debt load. Comparing this to peers in the industrial sector, CSX isn't screamingly cheap, but it's not overpriced either. With a beta of 1.3, it's slightly more volatile than the market, so expect some swings. For value investors, the current valuation might not be a bargain, but for growth-oriented folks betting on margin expansion and intermodal growth, there could be upside. What do you think? Does this valuation make sense for a long-term hold? All right, let's break down CSX through a SWOT analysis to understand their strategic position. Starting with strengths, CSX boasts a vast rail network and diversified revenue streams across merchandise, coal, and intermodal segments. Their financial metrics are solid, with a historical gross profit margin of 36.64% and a return on equity of 23.14%, showing they can generate profits efficiently. Weaknesses include recent underperformance, with Q4 2025 earnings missing estimates due to weak demand and rising costs. Their reliance on coal, while still significant, is a drag as the energy sector shifts. Opportunities are exciting. Intermodal growth could be a game changer as e-commerce and logistics demand rises and management's focus on operating margin expansion, 200 to 300 BPS in 2026, could boost profitability. On the threat side, macro headwinds like subdued industrial demand and potential economic slowdowns are real risks. Plus, high capital expenditure needs in this industry could strain cash flows if growth stalls. Overall, CSX has a strong foundation but needs to navigate near-term challenges to capitalize on long-term trends. What's your take on their strategic outlook? Drop a comment below. Let's check out CSX's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 0.83%, and over the past month, it's gained a modest 0.14%. Looking at a longer horizon, the three-month performance is up 3.12%, 6 months at 4.78%, and over the past year, it's risen 8.82%. Over 5 years, CSX has delivered a solid 25.09% return, though it lags behind the broader industrial sector's 120.98% gain over the same period. On the chart, the stock seems to be in a steady uptrend with some volatility, reflecting broader market uncertainties and their recent earnings miss. For short-term traders, there might be a potential move to consider if it breaks above key resistance around $37, but watch for volume confirmation. For long-term investors, the gradual upward trajectory is encouraging, though not explosive. How do you interpret this chart? Are you seeing buying opportunities here? Now let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if CSX is fairly priced. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow, DCF model, factoring in their historical free cash flows, projected growth rates based on management's guidance for 2026, and a discount rate reflecting their beta of 1.3U and industry risks. I've assumed a conservative revenue growth rate of 3-4% annually, driven by intermodal and margin improvements as outlined in their earnings call. Capital expenditures will remain high, but their strong operating cash flow, $4.613 billion in 2025, gives them room to invest without over-leveraging. After crunching the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for CSX comes out to around $40 per share, suggesting a potential upside of about 9% from the current price of $36.64. This assumes they hit their margin expansion targets and intermodal growth materializes. If macro conditions worsen, though, this could drop closer to $35. So while there's a slight margin of safety here, it's not a screaming buy. For conservative investors, waiting for a dip might be prudent. What's your target price for CSX? Let me know in the comments. So where does this leave us with CSX Corporation? On one hand, they've got a strong operational foundation, a critical role in the U.S. supply chain, and growth potential in intermodal. On the other hand, near-term challenges like weak demand, rising costs, and a lackluster Q4 2025 earnings report raise some red flags. Their valuation isn't dirt cheap, but my intrinsic value estimate suggests modest upside if they execute on their 2026 goals. For long-term investors, CSX could be a steady hold with a decent dividend yield of 1.43%, but I'd keep an eye on macro trends and their next few earnings reports. If you're more risk-averse, waiting for a better entry point might make sense. Thanks so much for watching this deep dive into CSX. If you found this analysis helpful, please give it a thumbs up. Subscribe for more stock breakdowns, and hit the bell icon so you don't miss my next video. Let me know in the comments what you think about CSX or if there's another stock you'd like me to cover. Until next time, happy investing.